How are you feeling?
Oh, wow.
Feeling great, you're feeling good. Wonderful. The access link that I gave some people yesterday, does anyone have that at hand? You know, the list of tests and what you can get that we're going to be referring to today. Do you want to discuss this, or do you just want to read it and we discuss other issues that we've got? Because this is our last session of our Prepare for Pregnancy, and I just wanted everyone to get this information. So it's up to you. What would you like?
I would like to understand the FSH. That's the one I would like to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And the AMH test. So just talking about them would mm-hmm. be great from, because I know, especially as an older an older lady trying to get pregnant, these are very, very important. So I never understand why it's so important, but I know it's important. I've had them done and they've said to me it's normal, but I still don't understand it. So it would be nice to understand it in depth.
Yes, yes. Okay, sense. So when you have a look at this document, literally on the second page, I start talking about under progesterone testing, you've got the FSH testing. FSH, follicle stimulating hormone. And I just talk about how it encourages the development and growth of unfertilized eggs. So basically how you're going to hold your pregnancy. Now, in comparison, the AMH, which is the anti-Müllerian hormone test, and this was created by IVF clinics. It's designed to see what your egg reserve is. Now, the thing is, what happens when we're looking at the AMH is you're looking at follicles that are expressing themselves. So we have dormant follicles. Now, when we are healthier and in thrive mode, these dormant follicles will be on display, so to speak, for this test. And your test will flag up that you have really good AMH. So the higher the number, the better. Whereas with FSH, it's you're looking for a lower number, but obviously not too low. You've got to be within range. But for a lot of my clients who approach 40 or, you know, early 40s, I've actually helped them to improve their AMH levels. So they get them tested and they get them retested after the work that we've done together. And then they start expressing AMH levels that are equivalent to women in their mid-20s.
Oh.
So it's very changeable. And the amount of clients I've helped who've been turned away by IVF clinics who now have their own children, because it's not a real expression of your egg reserve. Mm. It's an expression of how many follicles are on display, which if you're not in thrive mode, not many will be. So we've got to switch you to thrive mode. And I've had women who were told, you know, they're going through early menopause, or women who were told that.
Yeah, because so I had that issue. Yeah, I had that issue. That's why I'm doing the IVF. They told me I was going through early menopause.
Well, I've had other clients who were going through early menopause or symptoms of, but they were young. They were still in their 30s. And literally, when you start applying these techniques that you guys have learnt, but this is just a brief summary of what's actually covered in the online fertile lifestyle course, which is what all the statistics are based on, by the way. So when they apply these techniques, their bodies change and they end up increasing AMH levels to levels that clinics will accept, or they just fall pregnant naturally multiple times, you know, having and holding their pregnancies through. So they have multiple children. So everything is changeable. AMH is not a massive test that I encourage people to get, because often it just ends in tears and heartache. However, you know, if clients are new when they come on board to the online course, the online fertile lifestyle course, I'll say, if you want to get your AMH test done, you can, and you'll watch how they'll improve. Do you want to waste your money and time doing that? It's up to you. Because you know, you will be in thrive mode. This is how the body works. So with IVF clinics, you know, if you've got low levels of AMH, of course it's not going to look good with their statistics. Mm. You know, it's they will say to people, you've got, and they've said it to certain clients of mine, you've got less than a 1% chance of ever succeeding. And that's really, really tough to swallow. Yeah. And then you've got to pull yourself out of that. and activate that belief again, which is very difficult when you've had someone medical telling you otherwise. But you've got to realize that this is created, the AMH test is only created for IVF clinics.
So I got tested last year. It was only 2.7 something. Was it enough to get pregnant?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's low, but it's still fine to get pregnant.
Okay.
So what should it be, the AMH level?
Yeah.
Your AMH levels. Well, it's all dependent on your age. What have I got down here for you guys? So I'm not duplicating on things. So yes, if you have a look down at the test, the anti-malarian hormone test, you can see the ranges that I've got there. So when you're 25, looking at 5.4. When you're 30s, you know, 3.5 is in the normal range. 35, 2.3. In your 40s, 1.3. Over 43, what's normal is 0.7. Yeah, so Lanny, you know, that's good. What you've got is good. And this is even before you've put the work in. You know that when you start applying these principles, then your AMH tests are going to reveal even better results. You know, it's about you managing your stress, because ladies, when you are stressed, the body is going to stop the energy flowing to your reproductive system or turn fertility off. And the biggest issue I find with women and when it comes to stress is you're so used to stress that you're not actually aware of how much it's impacting your body. You think, oh, but I can deal with this. And you know what? If you're having fertility issues, your body can't deal with it. You don't have enough energy. So you've got to start looking at how can I sort energy management out? Where is my energy going? Where am I losing energy?
Yeah, true.
So if there were like, three key things you had to say to a woman to get their AMH high or higher, what would they be?
Three key things would be, it's all lifestyle based, and it would be focusing on energy, because it's a broad thing.
Yeah.
And managing your stress, which is what, you know, they all say that catchphrase, just relax and it will happen, which is really frustrating for people trying, but actually it's because you're not relaxing because you want it so much. So you're constricting the energy from flowing down. So it's about trust, relax. It can happen. This is your natural birthright. Your cells are hardwired for this. Okay. It's not like it's something foreign. When you're relaxed, and when you've got the right amount of nutrients and you're detoxifying your body properly, so therefore it can regenerate and function well, you will have your baby. It's about balance. Fertility is about balance. So you might feel, oh, I'm in a good space, which is great. You know, we're using our emotional guidance system to guide us to see whether we're on track or off track. And we also need to have a look at, you know, sometimes things are happening in the body that we're not conscious of. You know, worst case scenario, you hear of people being diagnosed with cancer, like with only a few days to live. And they're like, oh, I didn't really have any symptoms until very, very recently. And then it's like, but this has been growing in my body for so long. I wasn't aware of it. So we don't always know what's happening in that underlying aspect of things, which is why in the meditations that I was getting you guys to do, you started to get information fed from your body, your higher self, your baby, about, you know, your future spirit baby, what is working for you, what you need to do. This is really key, really, really key. Because remember, like I keep saying, if I've put you on a remote desert island or a beautiful island, you know, that's got all the food, that's all organic and everything that you need, but you're still stressed, you're still creating an acid environment, which still creates dis-ease. So it's all about harmony, ease, grace. Every little decision you make, does this bring me joy? Is this healing and helping me? If not, then it's not right now for you. You've just got to focus. Your number one focus is you having your happy, healthy baby. So you got to remember, like an athlete, no, I'm not going to be going out and doing all these other things that expends my energy. I can't be there helping every Dick, Tom and Harry that needs help. It's about me now, and I love myself enough to fill my own cup up. And then when I've got time, I'll see you, or I hear your problems, or whatever it may be. But when I am grounded and I am strong, because this is my journey. So it's difficult to say just the top three things.
No, I understand, but it was good what you said.
Because this is what affects your body from thriving or not thriving. Have we reverted back to survival mode? And if you're survival mode, okay, no energy for fertility. We don't need to put energy in that area. Therefore, your AMH levels will drop because they're going to be dormant. Because we're born with a certain number of eggs that we're going to have. That's already determined by our grandmothers. And what we're doing is affecting our, you know, granddaughters mm-hmm. and their quality of eggs. And there's certain things, by the way, that is destroying fertility, which is radiation, and that will, you know, denature her eggs. So we need to be careful of that, which is, again, why I don't like microwaves and this dirty technology and all that kind of stuff. So really, really, you know, don't put laptops on your lap. It's just got to stop. So, you know, looking back at your grandmother's life, was she stressed? How did she manage her stress? Was she depressed? You know, that's also a low vibration. What was going on for her? Because that's your eggs. And so now you can heal that. You can transmute it to make it as best you can. Because, you know, remember, epigenetics, you are the puppeteer of your genes. So it doesn't matter what you were born with. That's like a template, but that template's changeable. So we can change. So your next generation of children don't have to get any of the same hereditary diseases or, you know, mental illnesses or anything that has happened in your family, in your bloodline. You can block that now by you stepping into your power now and you creating these subtle shifts, which comes back to the essence of who you are. You are, you know, God experiencing life through you, creator experiencing life through you, and love, unconditional love. So when you're anxious, worried, stressed, depressed, this is not your natural state. Your body is going, oh, what's going on here? This is hard work to keep up like this. Yes, we're conditioned to do it, but it's hard work and it's not working for you. Put yourself back in thrive mode. Manage your stress. You know, I've actually turned clients away who've said to me, I'm moving house. I've just got made redundant and I'm planning a wedding and I want to have a baby. It's too much stress. No, you don't know me. I can handle the stress. You can mentally handle the stress, but it's not going to work right now. You've got to start making fertility your number one focus. Yes, you have to move house, fine. Yes, if you've been made redundant and you financially need to find another job, then that's fine too. But planning a wedding as well, it's too much. Too much. You know, these are massive things that just cause too much stress. So be kind and gentle to yourselves. You're not here to be superwoman, to achieve everything in the same time frame now that you're trying to have this baby. Baby's your number one focus. Mm-hmm. Have that focus, you will achieve. And if you're not strong enough and you keep giving your energy to everyone else that needs you, because there's always a drama, there's always a fire to put out for someone else. And even in your own life, there's always, you know, things going on, but you've got to focus on you. I've got to have my morning rituals. Because it makes me feel good. I've got to be cleansing, detoxifying, sleeping well, eating well, thinking well, speaking well, only holding positive memories, forgiving, because this is your focus and this is how you'll thrive.
Fiona, I have a question.
Yeah. Please.
From the day you do the sexual intercourse mm-hmm. until you do the pregnancy test, how long do you think it takes? How many weeks or how many days?
Well, that's good. A good question. Okay, it takes a couple of days. See, what happens is when the sperm connects to the egg, which, I mean, maybe you make love and then your egg's not already there. You haven't ovulated. Maybe the next day or even the second day you ovulate and then that sperm is what connects. There's 2 days. And then that then forms an embryo. It keeps multiplying. And as that embryo forms, it's traveling down and down and down and down and down toward your womb. Mm-hmm. And then it takes usually around 3 days. And then when it gets to the womb, the womb then has to respond by opening up, and then it has to anchor, and then when it anchors in, obviously hormones are going, you know, all over the place to make this work. You know, you start from like the sucking hormones. When you ovulate, you've got, and then you've made love, you have those sucking hormones there with the lovemaking that helps to connect the sperm and the egg, and then different hormones are coming into play, which is what you're testing. So when you do your urine test, it's like testing what your hormone levels are. So give yourself at least a week, and also like at least a week. I mean, I don't like people testing too early. Because when you get a negative, it brings you down, and you start feeling down, and actually everything was going so well. You just tested prematurely. So don't get too worried or hung up with the pregnancy tests. I know that they can be very, very emotional. But this is a huge thing to talk about, because it depends on whether you've got fear and anxiety around testing and seeing a negative test result. Therefore, you need to start reprogramming your mind to have a positive test result and start thinking, so what am I going to do when I get this pregnancy test? Like, oh, I can see myself just, you know, screaming in the bathroom and just so ecstatic. And who's the first person I'm going to speak to? Who's going to be there? It's going to be my husband in the morning or whoever it may be. Like, you want to be visualizing that and making this journey exciting, not one that you're scared of. You know, when we're resonating that fear or worry, even if it's something that it seems a little basic, it's still affecting baby, because that means every cell, especially your womb, feeling this. Therefore, your baby's feeling stress. Okay, that's linked to survival. Am I not going to survive? Okay, so that's why we don't want you to be stressed. So just take it easy. Genuinely connect with baby, commune with baby. That's the best thing to do. Before you start, you know, vigorously testing, I would say start communing with baby. Oh, this is so exciting. I hope you stay. You know, I've got so much love for you. And do you have any messages for me? I want you to stay. And this is such an exciting time. And whatever, you know, just keep it upbeat and full of love and joy. And you are empowered.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was supposed to have my period last week, but I haven't got it until this week. So I want to do testing, but I don't know, like, whether is it the time yet, or is it have to wait another week, or
I would rather you waited an extra week. But look, you can test now. But then if it's a negative, don't think, oh, I'm not pregnant. There's still a possibility.
Okay.
Because yeah, if you test too early, you will get a negative. And then it just, you know, deflates you. Okay. Whereas you can start feeling excited that you are pregnant. Is there that possibility?
Maybe, I don't know. But I already bought the pregnancy test 2 days ago, but I want to do it this weekend. I don't know whether.
If you want to, then do it. I would commune with baby beforehand. I would have a meditation, sit with baby, have a chat, and just okay. See. And baby might say, no, wait a few more days, or yeah, go get a test. You know, like just hear the messages, see what feels right. Commune with your body. Mm. Are you ready for me to test now? I'm so excited. You know, my period's late.
Yeah. Okay.
Why, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? What's going on for you?
Nothing, because, well, I always talk to my husband and because we were supposed to have another OB-GYN appointment tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then the doctor canceled because he cannot do the practice tomorrow. So
Saturday, yeah.
And because he wants us to come back when I have my period. So last week I really make appointment, and then it turned out I didn't get my period. So the nurse from the hospital called me, are you coming today? I said, no, because I haven't got my period. And I postponed to tomorrow, but then tomorrow the doctor did not having practice. Mm-hmm. So I postponed again to next week on the 17th of October. So, and then today is my 34th day from the cycle of beginning of September. So okay. I never had this 34th day cycle before. So I'm still a bit anxious between, is it pregnant or not? You know, is it my hormone imbalance or what? I don't know. So I want to do testing, but yeah, it's just a
not for sure.
You can test, but if you get a negative, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily negative. That's all.
Okay.
So yeah, or you might want to test and then you get a positive and it's like, oh, great.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully, what do you mean by that? Are you thinking that it's not going to be like that?
Well, because I have two surgery last year and this year, so yeah, sometimes a little bit skeptical a little bit, but I want to be so hopeful, but then if I'm too much hope, then when I turned out to be no, it's a negative, then I'll be so disappointed. And so yeah, so I'm kind of still in a bridge in between, should I hope or should I not or what, how, you know?
Yeah, this is what I wanted to talk to you about because I could sense that. And this is what's really key. Because you've been hurt before and because you really, really, really want this to happen,
yeah,
you're too afraid to hope because what if it doesn't work and you're just going to be in pieces? Yeah. And I'm telling you, your brain is hardwired for pleasure. And at the moment, you're playing out memories. You know, your subconscious only remembers what's happened. It cannot project into the future, into potential positive possibilities. It doesn't do that. It just says, Lanny, didn't work before. It's not going to happen now. Protect yourself. Don't go there. Fertility only means heartache, tears, sadness, depression, whatever it may be. So it doesn't want to go there. Remember, whatever's in your subconscious manifests into your life. So this thought pattern is what's blocking you.
Mm.
So now is the time for you to step in your power. Maybe you need to do the online course, the online fertile lifestyle course. We can really fix all of these thought patternings so that you can actually have the confidence to go, yes, this is happening. I'm super excited. And honestly, you can't fake this. So you're either genuine or you're faking it. You know, it's like, this is it. I feel this is the time. I am ready. I think baby's coming now. It doesn't matter if baby's not, maybe baby wants to come next month, but I'm ready now. And that's the attitude. But when you step into your knowing and you expect it to happen, it will happen. You've got to approach the same energy that you're going through as if you were an athlete running a race with that, oh, I don't want to say I hope that I'll win just in case I don't. You're not going to win that race with that attitude. So I have trained, I am ready, this is for me, and I'm a winner. You know, that's where you've got to really believe it. But you can only believe it when you've actually, you can't fool the brain. So when you've genuinely been putting new things in place, so you're thinking different, eating different, sleeping better, detoxifying better, and then they're the mind tools that can help to make this a reality for you. Then it can happen. And this is what everyone, I think, deals with on the fertility journey.
Mm.
And maybe, Romy, you want to share if your journey's evolved, but every woman starts like this. I really, 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 really want it to happen, but it's not happening and I don't want to hurt myself. If it doesn't, I'm going to really fall and I don't even want to use the word hope anymore. You know, maybe you're not that extreme, but a lot of women, they get to that point. So honestly, when you, just like my other clients, when they take the pressure off and they know it's going to happen, they don't know when it's going to happen, and they just have fun, you know, make love and do whatever they do, or, you know, even if you're doing IVF, you're still making love and creating those sucking hormones, and you're expecting it to happen. You know in your heart it's going to happen. There's nothing to be fearful of. So with this pregnancy test, the best kind of energy would be baby's coming. So either baby's now or it's next month. Let's just see, because I know my baby's coming. That's it. It's like very definitive. But if you haven't laid the right foundation, your brain's going to be playing, because this is just a subconscious mind that's creating the reality here, remember? So we're not conscious of it, but that's where your codings and beliefs are. So if you don't really believe this, it won't happen. You can't fool yourself and just state a couple of affirmations like, yes, I am pregnant soon. I am pregnant soon. That's not going to work.
Mm.
Okay. That's not even a good affirmation. So you've got to do the right programming so that your conscious and subconscious are saying the same thing, where you enter that knowing and that belief. Yes, it's happening for me. This is the year. baby's ready, I'm ready, let's make this happen. And then hold that beautiful space for baby and commune with baby, commune with your womb, your organs, all that kind of stuff. It's really powerful.
Okay. Thank you, Fiona.
You're very welcome. Rami, how are you feeling? Kind of just putting you on the spot, because I know that you've had lots of evolutions with your journey. I don't know if you wanted to share anything with anyone.
Yeah, there were a couple of things. Like, I completely understand Lani. there were a couple of things that you said that helped me a lot. One was that you said anxiety and excitement have the same kind of energy, only that one is geared towards the negative and another towards the positive. And that changed how I face like some challenges now, because it's like, okay, I'm so anxious, I'm not sure what the result of this test or this thing would be, but then it's like, no, I'm actually super excited, because now I get to know the truth, and I get to know, and I get to learn a lesson. And I think that that's something that helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And also something that you said yesterday, everything is happening for me. So whatever is the result is the right result.
Exactly. Does everyone understand that? So basically, you know, energy is on a spectrum. So for example, the one that we all know, love is on one end, hate is on the other. That's why it's so easy to hate a lover, because it's actually a very fine line between love and hate. It's difficult to hate someone that you haven't had that massive connection with, or, you know, unless they've done something completely detrimental, of which, by the way, ladies, that's the worst word you can ever use to lower your vibration. So you never even want to use that H word. I regret saying it, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It was in context. The other spectrum that we're talking about here is the spectrum of anxiety and excitement. So it comes from your solar plexus. This is your center of self-worth and your center of self-love. It's the fire within. It's the warrior spirit within. It's that go-getter energy within, which is in between the heart and the sacral chakra, which is the two fertility areas, the main fertility areas. So you've got to have this level of confidence and self-worth. This yang energy, this fire, we activate every day just to get out of bed, okay? You can't get out of bed unless you have that stoked up. And for some people, if we've got low vibration, that's a huge achievement in itself sometimes when we're that low. So again, you can see the flow of energy. So what we want to do is change everything, like Romy's doing, from I'm worried or I'm anxious, like what if it's not going to be the right news, to I am super excited about this. I'm going to get a message. It's either going to change my life because I'm now pregnant and I'm now going to make these changes, or I've got something to learn from this. Maybe I'm not as ready as I thought. What's going on? How can I reflect? Because everything, as Romy was saying, the other thing that she's been taught in this online fertile lifestyle course and the sessions that we have together is that things are happening for me, not to me. The universe doesn't punish you. The universe doesn't judge you. No one is punishing. No one is judging you. It's you that punishes and you that judges because of all these weird codings we have from our society. So it's about you anchoring in that knowing that, okay, my goal is to have this baby. Universe wants me to have this baby. My baby wants me to have it. Okay. There is a queue of souls waiting to come down. So I'm in a state of abundance. So what do I have to do to match this energy? I just need to be relaxed. I need to be excited. Excitement and joy. Joy is the biggest trigger for abundance. Joy is higher in vibration than love. So make it a joyful situation. And I love the fact that, you know, Romy shared yesterday, for those that didn't hear, that, you know, she went to get her womb checked to see, like, you know, what's going on. I'm not going to go into details because I think it's up to Romy to state. But then the specialist turned around and said, you have a beautiful womb. And then used this term that she just didn't realize that the medical professionals would be using, that they said, well, you're baby ready. And you know, they had to do some stuff as well. But again, I won't go into those details unless Romy wants to share, but it was just having that burst of confidence. So maybe it was a gift that her body was giving her that meant she had to go to see this specialist. And because the universe is working for her, to have these medical professionals say, you are baby ready. Your womb is beautiful. Beautiful uterus. That's a huge plus. So looking at not all, you know, things are happening to me that are out of my control. I promise you, ladies, everything that is in your external environment is being mirroring itself from your internal environment. If you're watching things flow around you that's, oh, I'm unlucky, or this isn't working, that isn't working, what is going on with you that's creating a program to make you feel that you are out of alignment? Things aren't working properly for you because you create your own luck. And that, and there's a course that I've created for that one, which for those that have done it has finally been remastered. So the recording is being finished today. And that is the art of you activating your confidence and you actually working with your physiology. It's a science behind you being able to manifest what you want and what's actually happening when you combine your mind and thoughts with the physiology of the body. And it actually works in with the solar plexus and what we call the third brain. So it's very science-based, but helps you to understand this stuff is so real. And it's taken from the master key system. So it's the master key of fertility. Very, very, very pragmatic, but it just really helps you to anchor. Okay, my thoughts are creating my reality and how to really mold your thoughts to make that reality that you want. And it goes really, really well with the emotional guidance system that you're taught with the Become Baby Ready interactive seminar too. When you combine all them together, you know everything. Okay, these are all the principles that's going to work, not just for fertility and your baby, but for anything that you want. Anything. This is what works. This is the science behind it all. This is what's powerful.
Is that
I have, sorry. Go ahead.
Is that a new course, Fiona, or is that in the life?
I did run this course live, I think back in July, end of July, from memory. And I have remastered it, re-recorded it, edited it, and, you know, cleared everybody's identities. And it's now being remastered and published today. So hopefully I get to promote it in the newsletter that comes out today.
Oh, that's not good. I'll get that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. It's a single part series, like not like the Become Baby Ready series. It has three parts. It's just a single part, but it's the science behind this all. You know, this is really making it tangible, working in with your physiology and how you are actually creating what you want. So see everything, which is what Romy's doing. Okay, things are happening for me. Why is this happening? What is my message? What am I learning from this? See your external world as a mirror. And how abundant are you in your external world? If the abundance is drying up, if your creativity is drying up, this is a direct correlation with what's happening with your fertility, because your fertility is the same essence of abundance and creativity. So, you know, you got to start thinking, what am I doing? What am I creating in my life? Because I'm a creator. I'm going to create this baby or babies. What else am I creating? I love creating.
Mm-hmm.
We're consciously, we're unconsciously always creating. Okay, everything that's around us, we've already created. This is the reality from our worlds based on our beliefs of what we're good enough to receive.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to step into the mindset, which is what this program teaches you too, is I am worthy. I can be, do, and have whatever I desire. And I'm being open to receive that right now. Owning it.
I have a question, Fiona. Yeah. I have been receiving in different shapes and forms the same message over and over, which basically is release the resistance to the outcome. And I understand what that means intellectually, and I agree with that. However, there is a very fine line between all of the work that we're putting into this and all of the affirmations. And at the same time, I feel like it's a little bit of a contradiction that we're all working towards this goal, but at the same time, we have to release that resistance to the outcome, like letting go.
This is such a good question. Okay, good. Let me explain. So first of all, and this is what I check with every single client that has ever succeeded. You need to first have that seed, that inner knowing that you are going to be a mum, or that you are a mum. You're going to be a mum this year, next year. It depends on when you program yourself as a mum. Is it from when you're pregnant? Is it from when you give birth? But you have that inner knowing. It is a belief. It's not, oh, but what if I'm never going to be a mum? I'm not sure. What if I never have my own children? Okay, if you're in that level, we've got to get you into that anchoring and that belief that you are a mum, okay? When you've got that, that's the foundation. If without that foundation, we've got nothing to work with. So from that point, we then allow ourselves to help the cells thrive. We know what to do. It's like a big smorgasbord of information, especially for you, Romy, because you've got the whole online fertile lifestyle course at your fingertips. So you know what works for you based on your personality type. You've just taken what works. But it's never meant to be a chore, and it's never meant to be hard work. And if you don't feel like doing something some days, then you don't do it, because you don't feel like it and your emotions are guiding you. Your joy is your biggest torch through this journey, okay? What makes me feel joy? That's the path I'm following, because that's what's easy for me. What doors are opening up for me? That's where I'm going. Do the easy path, not the hard path. Don't have to work hard for this one. This is not what you do. Fertility and abundance is about allowing yourself to receive it. So when you have the knowing, then you combine it with the logical steps of, this is how I'm helping my body, my temple, my baby's bedroom. 50% of my baby is coming from this body. And I know how to make it work at its optimum levels. I know it needs sleep. It needs to sleep by 10 o'clock at night. It needs good quality sleep. It needs to stay away from toxicity in all shapes and forms, foods, water, air. And if I'm exposing myself to that, I need to detoxify. You know, toxic relationships, I'm not going to give my energy to those anymore. You know, this is about you helping your body thrive. When you've done that, coupled with the anchoring of the knowing I'm going to be a mum, you just have your arms open, waiting and expecting. Not hoping, expecting. Because you know what's going to happen. How could it physically not happen? You're already there. And when we then take it to the next level, if you've lined everything up, then we've got to go a little bit deeper. And maybe you've got to clear, you've got to transmute some of the stuff from your bloodline. You know, for women that are living a fertile lifestyle, that do have that belief that, you know, no one can work out why they're not getting pregnant. Okay, it's a spiritual thing. We've got to delve into that. Fix the ancestral issues, transmute things. Maybe there's an unconscious programming that's playing out, which is why I recommend everyone do module 2 of the online fertile lifestyle course, which is why it's module 2. It's like, this is what we need to clear. Work with your brain, work with your beliefs, especially, you know, because there's unconscious stuff. We don't even know what's there. When you find out what's there, you release it. And it's not about digging into the past and looking for hurts and whatever it may be. It's not about that. The whole thing is about you being empowered. You must become empowered. Step into your power. This is your natural state. You are creating worlds. You're working with God. So own that. You are big. You are important. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I had the intuition that my fertility issues are 100% spiritual and mindset based and had nothing to do with health.
Yeah. And if you go to other specialists, they can only work on that third dimensional level. They only know the body. But we are more than just this physical body, which is why in module 1, I teach everyone all the different aspects of vibration and colors and how to be in a state of harmony and how energy moves through you and what blocks energy and what it feels like and how to clear it and how you are multidimensional. So when you understand that, then you know, okay, that plus my mind, right, I'm ready to receive. So listening to what you said, I think we've just got a little bit of stuff we can iron out. Maybe looking a little bit more at module 2 of your, you know, fertility, my mastery. Because, you know, like you say, it's a bit mental and spiritual. So we can also dive in with some meditations. You get a lot of clarity with your meditations. So dive on in and ask, baby.
Yeah.
What is the block? Ask your body. what is, because your body's working with you too. And this is the thing that breaks my heart when people get frustrated with their body. It's like, no, your body is following your instructions. So if there's a miscommunication somewhere, then it's going to be miscommunicated in the body, which is what the master key of fertility is all about. That's telling you, okay, it's following action. So what there's like certain breathing exercises and visualizations that help you to make sure that it's your conscious mind telling your body what to do, not your subconscious, you know. Okay. So that's what makes it powerful.
Absolutely. So I got a lot of messages to work with forgiveness of self.
Of self.
Yes.
And I
was working with the violet flame early morning today. I got very interesting physical response to that, because I got a bit nauseous. Felt like I wanted to throw up. Mm-hmm. And so I think that indicates that I'm on the right path working with that.
Yeah. Okay. You can always go back into a meditation and ask what that feeling meant. Why? What's making me feel sick? What is sickening to me? It could just be your perspective on something. So maybe we've got a narrow perspective on something which is not the truth, and it's so off path that it makes you feel sick. Or there's something there that, you know, when we have trauma, we actually compartmentalize the brain. And when there's extreme trauma, we sometimes block it out. So we're not even aware that there's that thing there. But when you have to start, you know, working on yourself to be the better version of you, to bring this baby down. This is not just any baby. This is a leader that you're bringing down. This is a game changer, a changer of the planet. So you're creating this environment. You're creating the best version of this baby by being the best version of you. So when you're having these intentions, it's like, okay, you know, you're like an onion, layer after layer. The universe is getting you to deal with stuff. And so now, like for you, Romy, and for other women listening, when you do these meditations like the violet flame, which is to clear negativity and things, it's a very cleansing practice, then you ask, oh, what is this feeling that's come up for me? Where is it coming from? And the same thing can be applied to when you say you've got issues around food, and when sometimes you can go into binge eating. It's like, what am I really hungry for? Try to just ask yourself, tell yourself, I'm still going to eat whatever I want to eat. What am I really hungry for? Because I promise you, it's not the food. It's the hit that you're getting from the food, which is raising your serotonin levels and dopamine levels, so you feel really good. And depending on the food, if it's chocolate, it's your oxytocin level. So it's like having orgasmic sex. And oxytocin is what we got from our mother's breast milk. So that was, you know, it's very orgasmic. That's why you see the baby's eyes roll back in their head, because they're like, oh, this is a great hit. And we miss that, you know. And if your life is not where you want it to be, then maybe you're craving those kinds of things. So it's like, just ask yourself, what's going on for me right now? What am I really hungry for? What am I really missing? But you can only do that if you take the time to just have that little split second. I'm still going to do this. I'm not judging myself. I can do what I want. But what do I really want? What is the underlying drive for me here? Why am I craving that feeling? And what is the feeling? Like, you can start checking in with yourself, and the more you ask, the body will explain.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, I think you've actually helped me to reframe my whole fertility journey. Rather than saying I'm on a fertility journey, I'm just going to say, right, I'm preparing my baby's bedroom.
Exactly.
That's it. Exactly. Everything I do, because it's like, if I'm going to do Qigong, when I take the time, it's like I'm preparing the baby's bedroom. Like, physically, if I was going to get the cot and get the wallpaper, it's like, but I'm doing, so that's how I'm approaching fertility now. I am preparing the baby's bedroom.
Yeah, love it.
Internally.
Love it. And then it can help you with little things, like if you're out and about and someone offers you some crisps, for example, some chips. Yeah. And they can be so detrimental to fertility because it's such bad, bad oil, and it creates such inflammation. So of course your body's like, well, it makes me feel good, and it's carbohydrates that, you know, also help to raise that serotonin level. And then you think, is it going to help baby's bedroom? No.
Exactly.
Is it going to draw from baby's bedroom? Yeah. do I really want it? Maybe sometimes you still will, but at least you're not going to gorge yourself on it, because it's like, I'm focusing on my baby's bedroom. You know, and when you're around people that don't make you feel good, start assessing, you know what, I wouldn't have my baby around this.
Yeah.
I'm going to move now. And you have to do that when you're pregnant too, ladies. Oh my goodness. When, from the moment your baby is growing within you, it is absorbing everything, all of your emotions, everything. So if you've got issues with other people, family dynamics, this is really, affecting them, shaping things for them. And there is actual regression therapy treatments you can do that go right back to when you were in the womb and you might have misunderstood an argument that was happening, or, you know, because you're getting your mother's energy and you're responding to how she's responding, and you're not necessarily judging this other person, but you're seeing this other person as causing harm for your mom. And it just changes things, because your mom is obviously your link to survival. So if your mom's stressed when you're in your mom's womb, then you start stressing and you're worried you might die and you start panicking and all these things happen. So it's like, well, let's just have peace when I'm pregnant. I'm not going to have anything like this. So I can start making those decisions now, because I know I'm going to be pregnant very soon. If not, I could be pregnant now. You know, like having those options and just creating that set of decisions. I love that. I love the fact that this is what you're focusing on. And then the fact you're always going to be seeing baby in your womb mentally, signals to the body, oh, baby's in the womb, baby's in the womb. Subconscious mind manifests, baby's in the womb. So yeah. Love that.
To say, Fiona, sorry, it's a bit off topic, but I'm going to the dentist today. I'm just, because I noticed you were talking about that yesterday, and I might have to get my tooth extracted as well, and I wanted to get a tooth implant. So do you recommend them, because I'm at the point now, if I don't get one, I might have to get a denture on one side. That's what I'm just, because I don't want no holes for pregnancy. I don't know if dentures are good for, I don't know, I've not really thought about it. If you don't have it, I'll talk to the dentist, but I think I'll have to find another one, but because it's just local.
A non-holistic dentist, genuine holistic dentist, would give you a different answer to a general dentist.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask those questions to a holistic dentist, but really ask them what makes you holistic. And sometimes it's not really much that makes them holistic, so I wouldn't actually say that. But if they go, oh, well, you know, I've studied at Swiss Biohealth, da 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 da, whatever it may be, then you know, and you can start asking them deeper questions, and they'll know how to help your body to heal. Now, with any kind of teeth issue, obviously it's an extension of your bone, and your bone health is determined by your immune strength. So we've got to have your immunes balanced, and your vitamin D3, you can only absorb that with K2, so make sure your levels are really good. Really good.
I'll have to, because I may have to get this tooth out, because I don't want to get it out with the baby,
do it before you're pregnant, definitely. Is it a wisdom tooth? Is there another tooth on top? Or
no, it's not a wisdom tooth, not a wisdom tooth. It's a big tooth, but I don't know what they call them,
one of the molars.
Mole tooth.
Okay, so
root canal in there. So I was thinking these root canals are not even good anyway.
No, they're not. The problem is, though, putting something on top and compacting it is not good either, because that's where infection can lead. Like, they have to get it really, really, really clean. And most people, not most people, a lot of dentists do leave remnants behind, and then they pack it, and then it leads to massive issues, because your body, it's not natural for it to be plugged. What's really good, and there's more and more information about this, is to use a tooth oil instead of just a toothpaste, and you allow that oil to seep into the areas of your teeth that you're wanting to, maintain their health. So that's also very, very good, especially if you've got it compacted. You then want to start brushing with a tooth oil just to make sure it's...
Where can I get a tooth? Just Google it. Tooth oil.
Yeah. Ringana. If you join the fertility help group, and then just mention in there that you are after some Ringana tooth oil, she can get you a €5 voucher, because it's in euros. And then there's a whole lot of other stuff you can get, and she knows the whole brand inside out.
Is that the fertility group?
Yeah, fertility help.
I'm part of that. I need us to go in there.
Yeah, just put a post up and just say I'm after some Ringana tooth oil. And if she doesn't see it, I'll copy her in. Her name's Uli or Ulrike. You'll see her. And she, it's a clean brand. She bless her. She booked a session with me. And she said, because she's one of my clients. And she's like, you know, can we go through all the ingredients of Ringana and see what's good for fertility? And I was like, yeah, we can if you want to. But the tooth oil is perfectly fine.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can also make your own. But again, when you're like doing your oil pulling, you could always add some sakura oil to that coconut oil, which is antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. You can also add to the sakura oil either a bit of tea tree or, you know, organic peppermint oil, and then make your own oil.
I understand.
Because you want it to seep in. And then, of course, you're rinsing with the salt water, which is great.
Yeah.
Helps to flush everything through. You know, speaking to holistic dentists, they reckon we should all be rinsing our mouth up to 3 times a day with salt water just to keep everything clean and fresh. Yeah. And using a water pick as well to keep everything. Once it's compacted, once I've taken out, you know, out the root, taken out the tooth and the root canal, then they seal it. And as long as it's perfectly clean, and it will regenerate well because you've got the right vitamin D levels, that's fine. But if there's, you know, anything that's going to cause an issue,
I need to get my vitamin D up.
Before you definitely do it. And it doesn't get done instantly. It takes months to get up.
Oh, to get the vitamin D up.
Yeah. Get yourself a if you can, from your doctor, just a pinprick test. And if it's a real holistic dentist, they'll probably do a test for you there.
Yeah.
Just a pinprick test, really quick.
Today, actually. That's why I couldn't see you today. I went to your Canada, but I'm going today.
Uh-huh.
I've got an appointment.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you. Sorry, ladies.
Does anyone else have any more questions? You've got everything that you need about the hormones, which you can just read in your time. Any questions, just put them into the fertility help group about that, and I'll get back to you. But this is our last session for this Prepare for Pregnancy course. So please, if you've got any questions, let me know.
How do I join the fertility group?
Yeah. So it's just go to facebook.com/fertility-help. If you go into the Awakening Fertility website, and then you just click on the Facebook logo, you'll get that. I've dumped everything into my new website, which will be released in the next 2 weeks. And everything will be super easy there. But in the meantime, as long as you guys are signed up to the newsletters, you'll get information to all these little mini courses. And then, of course, the main course, which is the online fertile lifestyle course. But I do get that this connection is important, and I love it too, and I want to do this. So I'll make announcements for the new year, because I really don't think it's going to... Well, there you go. There's my beliefs. I don't think I'm going to be better after 2 weeks. I've got to shift that belief, because maybe I will be better after 2 weeks. We'll see.
We'll send you good vibes, Fiona, but in the meantime, I think we're going to be in very, very good hands with the online fertile lifestyle course, because that's so awesome.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. And then you've got the pregnancy course.
You shouldn't worry about that.
Yeah. And you've done the pregnancy course too. It's like you've got everything there. It's just whether you guys are ready to dive in and do it or not. So it's totally up to you guys. Well, lovely ladies,
thank you
so much for contributing and being part of this, and hopefully you finished with a new level of confidence.
Oh yes, for sure.
You've got more clarity.
Definitely, for sure.
And you know what's going to turn your fertility on and turn it off.
Yep, for sure.
And you know how to activate your fertility first thing in the morning and when you go to bed at night.
Yeah, you have to sleep, don't you?
And you have to sleep, but you can, if you do a little bit of stuff in your evening routine, that will activate fertility when you're sleeping. So that, you know, the toe tapping, the washing machine, having orange lens glasses or red lens glasses a few hours before you go to bed to activate the melatonin, make sure there's no blue lights and screens and stuff that you're looking at. All of that stuff, especially the blue lights and screens, this is a big thing. Make sure you're wearing the red lens glasses, or at least the orange lens glasses, hours before you go to bed. So you can work with the orange lens glasses. You won't be able to work with the red lens ones. It depends. People are working into the evening. So all these things add up. But as Rami said And as I keep saying, when you do the online fertile lifestyle course, everything's like a smorgasbord. You get every bit of information there and you just draw from it whatever suits your personality type. It's got hundreds of meditations and 25 hours of coaching videos and different exercises from Pilates, Qigong, yoga, you name it. It's got everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So equipped with all of your knowledge and all of your new confidence, I wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just keep putting your questions in the meantime into the Fertility Help group and I can get back to you guys that way.
Been amazing. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure, Faye. You're welcome, Romy. You're welcome, lovely ladies. Thank you so much for joining.